I didn't know.
Well, I didn't like cheeseburger out of Casimir. A petrified fish disease, I wish somebody hear me. I didn't like maple dew, honey melon watercress. I didn't like fish shoes down my honey watermelon. I didn't seem to listen when he kissed my honey water. And I even showed a picture, showed it down my honey's border. But who laid silver tooth and broke my sunny shoe shine? And all my plastic metal dreams are waiting for the new shine.
Pardon me, Doug. Is this a picture of Otis Redding?
Yes. Taken just before he died.
Where you can give me his heart.
I didn't know that I was that far gone.
Welcome to the show tonight. Thanks. Was anybody here last night? Anybody remember the encore last night? Did anybody like the encore last night? I was talking to a few people today, and I was asking them, you know, what did you think? What did you think was going on? These guys are standing on stage, lying on stage, and, you know, what was going through your heads? What was going through your mind at that moment last night?
Anybody want to come up here and tell us what you were thinking there?
Emery. Emery's going to tell us what she thought about last night's encore experience.
I thought you were all fucked up.
Thanks, Emery. Come on up. Anybody else have any thoughts about last night's, what's your name? Hi, Lauren.
You thought that's what was planned.
Thanks, Lauren. Hey, what's your name?
Shane.
Hey, Shane, how are you?
Good.
I was tripping last night, and I thought it was pretty fucking cool.
Wow, dude. Shane? Thanks, Shane.
Hey, can we say that on stage?
How you doing? What's your name? Hi, Teresa. What did you think about last night's encore?
I was back there behind the stage because I couldn't get in because I had to be with my dog. So, I thought it really sucked that guy got kicked out and thrown against the wall.
That sucks.
This is my first fish show and I'm really, really happy.
All right. Okay, one more here. One more from the audience. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. I wonder, are we ever going to get out of this maze?
Hey, you're misusing your power there, huh?
Okay. I'm making a black furry creature.
All right, congratulations. Thanks a lot. We're going to get a couple of our crew. I know they were a little baffled by the whole thing. Brad, why don't you come out and tell us what you thought about last night? Brad Sands, Balloon Tech, ladies and gentlemen. Important part of the crew. Reading, Pennsylvania. Brad Sands.
I threw that guy out, and I thought it stunk.
Thanks, Brad.
Hey, we can take the truth, you know? We appreciate it.
Paul? Mike?
Hey, Paul is up.
Paul? Paul, out of the soundboard, you got a mic out there? Tell us what you thought about last night's
article. I've got a mic out here. I was out here last night getting really bored and kind of thinking what a real kind of hardcore punk band would really sound like. And I thought it would probably sound something like this.
Thanks, Paul. Chris, you have any thoughts on last night's Chris at the Life Board? What a big hand for Chris. Doing a great job at the Life Board. What do you think, Chris?
I loved it.
Now, Chris, we know you're lying. We want to know the real.
Let's be honest here.
We want to know. We want quotes.
I loved it.
You don't get any candy.
Otherwise known as the Yes Man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Gordon.
Thanks, Paige. It's good to be here.
Sudbury, Massachusetts.
I was just lying there on the floor, just like I was just now, and I figured it was just a moment of silence, like we sometimes do, but then I thought, well, we had already done it, so why do it again? And then I just lied there for a while, and, well, I kept lying there, and it kept going on and on and on, and I thought, well, we're really pushing it. Probably going to have to pay about $5,000 in union fees to keep this place going. And until I felt this kick on my side, and I figured it was that kid that got on stage a couple times again, but it wasn't. It was Trey, and he said, come on, you know, let's go. And so then I realized that, you know, I wasn't supposed to do anything, really. I was supposed to just lie there until it was Trey's turn to make a guitar note. So that's when I went up and I told him, it's your turn.
Well, the root of the problem here. Trey, what possibly could have been going through your mind at that moment while you were standing here?
I mean, what kind of a leader are you?
Okay, I gotta admit, Paige, I felt pretty stupid. I thought it was Mike's turn to start the song, and I thought he was trying to be weird, but really, I guess it was my fault. The whole thing was my fault. I feel stupid. I mean, I feel like I dropped the ball, you know, the show was going on, and I feel like I was in the championship college basketball game with 10 seconds left, and I called timeout, or, you know, I dropped the ball. That's horrible. That's a horrible feeling.
Thanks so much for participating in our How Was Last Night's Encore segment of the show. We'd like to continue on now with the last verse, If I Didn't Know, and on with the show. Thank you.
Well, to see Best Truman come see me and hear all the revolutionaries come free me, cause if it all ends up running to sneeze me, I'll make it all here, black corners come seize me, and if you boom back got troubles with your ear and you can't seem to come back and make it all clear, when I tell some toenails and liquid all meet me, when mustard pies and carrot eyes and flounders come greet me.
I didn't know
that I was that far gone.
I didn't know
that I was that far gone.
I didn't know
that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone.
I didn't know
that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone.
I didn't know
that I was that far gone.
I didn't know
that I was that far gone.
Pardon me, Doug.
Is this a picture of Otis
Redding?
Yes.
Taken just before he died.
Where you can give me his heart.